Hello, listeners. This is Chris GST. I am the web admin for PWP. We are back, 2013. This is actually officially the first podcast, even though you're probably listening to the weekly newscast before this. But we have some very special guests on the line today. Pro Wrestling Collision, just making their debut show. We're really excited to be partnered up with them. So, of course, we had to go straight to the source. We have Chris Hagstrom, who is not only the company founder, he was also associated with another Southern Illinois promotion. Chris, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. Greatly anticipating the debut of Pro Wrestling Collision on the 19th of January.
We are as well. In fact, so much that we had to bring on a second person. Adam Testa, how are you doing tonight?
I can't complain, and it doesn't do much good if you do.
Exactly. But that's not the only special news that we get to break tonight. We get to break that our very own senior editor, Jerome Cusan, will be the special guest commentator for their debut show. So he's here tonight to let you folks know a little bit of what he's going to give you on that night. Jerome, how are you doing?
This isn't even close to the biggest news story of the night. My phone is blown up.
I'm sure it is. Everyone is asking about El Matadoro, which we will get to later.
Absolutely. That is exactly what we're discussing.
Exactly. So a little bit of a backstory. Chris Hagstrom, they announced the formation of Pro Wrestling Collision on December 13th, 2012. Of course, the company will feature all the favorite stars and key staff members of the previous company of Southern Illinois. And, you know, you and Adam Test, obviously very key components of this. What are your thoughts on this, and just how did this come about?
Well, you know, I've really felt that pro wrestling in Southern Illinois was lacking something. And the way to make up for that was to form Pro Wrestling Collision. I think that Pro Wrestling Collision is going to bring what the fans loved about pro wrestling in the area, but it's also going to bring what was missing. It just is a great opportunity to work with people that I call not just co-workers, but my friends. Working more deeper into the community, having better community relations, better relations with other promotions as well. And this is a chance to really start over fresh with the best talent in the area. Let's be honest that, you know, some of the guys that we have, you know, Ace Hawkins and Brandon Espinosa, Joey O'Reilly, Heath Hatton, Bull Bronson, you may not like their tactics, but Christian Rose, Matt Cage, these guys, Alex Castle, are some of the best in the region. We want to showcase them, but also being able to bring something different that we weren't able to do previously. So I'm excited for this. I'm excited for the 19th. And I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous too. Adam and I were talking earlier today that I kind of have this feeling, the same feeling we had about a year ago at this time, and good things came from that. So one can only believe that good things are going to come on the 19th.
Yes, exactly. The 19th it's going to be a big day for everyone. Now, Adam Testa, you're going to be pretty busy that night. Of course, we do want to bring up the fact that, okay, the champions who were crowned at the last show presented by the former company, they're going to be recognized as the inaugural Pro Wrestling Collision champions. So that is Edmund Livewire McGuire as the heavyweight champion, Ace Hawkins and Brandon Espinosa are the tag team champions, and Joey O'Reilly will be the No Limits champion. Adam Testa, can you give us a little bit more background as to what you're planning to do with these championships and where it's going to go forward past the 19th?
Well, as you said, we're carrying over kind of the starting our legacy with the champions who were crowned in the last show that we produced, even though it was under a different banner. And they're going to continue to do what our champions have always done. We expect them to perform at the highest level, to face any competition that's put in their way, to be the faces of the company. And I think when you look at Edmund Livewire McGuire, Ace Hawkins, Brandon Espinosa, Joey O'Reilly, you have four guys who truly represent Southern Illinois wrestling, professional wrestling in general. You have Ed as the veteran kind of that's been there, that's been around the block, so to speak. Espy's gotten his name out there, becoming fairly well known, just announced for a fairly prominent tournament to be a participant in that. Ace Hawkins made it to WWE. Ace is still a relative rookie, only having been in the business about 2 years. And you look at Joey O'Reilly, who is one of the brightest up-and-coming stars in the Midwest, definitely somebody that deserves more attention than he gets, and other opportunities to to mix it up with some bigger name stars on a stage where he's really going to be able to shine. And we hope to give that to Joey as well as all the other stars of Pro Wrestling Collision.
So, of course, Jerome, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask how it came about that you are going to be a guest commentator for the debut show before I give any more details out about it.
Well, let's just say some money exchanged hands, and I'm not going to imply anything, but
Yeah, because that didn't imply anything.
No, it didn't. I'm definitely not going there. Anyway, I had the opportunity to go to Marion, Illinois last year for AAPW main event, and I really liked what I saw from this group. And as some people know, I have a little higher standards for wrestling than some fans and even some people who write on the internet. So, the fact that I stayed with the promotion all year last year and what Chris and Adam and, a lot of the hardworking talents, both behind the scenes and the wrestlers. And, I always felt that these guys, they all deserved better. They all deserved more. And I could not be happier to be associated with PWC in this way. So, I'm just really happy with what they're doing. And, I don't blame Chris and Adam for being nervous, but, I think sometimes taking a risk is worth it. And this is definitely a case where, splitting off and doing your own thing is really the best for everyone involved. I love some of the talent that's been selected. These are not household names. These are not guys that, these are very underexposed individuals. And to be frank, I think some of these guys deserve opportunities in other promotions in the Midwest. But, PWC is going to give them the opportunity to sort of excel and to showcase themselves. And I think the best part for wrestling fans is that, a lot of the content is going to be on YouTube. And, they're going to be able to watch this. And they're not, they don't have to sit in front of their TV at a certain time. They're going to be able to watch, high-quality video on YouTube because, one of the things that I really liked about Chris's production last year was the way that he sort of had that high video quality. And it's a compliment that I've heard from a number of people, both in and out of wrestling, that, what Chris was able to do was really put forth a high-quality video product and a technically sound one. Even if the wrestling wasn't always A+, the production was. And I think that's really important for a wrestling company in 2013. The fact that, people can watch, the Super Bowl on a 75-inch television in perfect quality, that's sort of a high thing to reach for. But, I think it's something that wrestling should certainly be going for. And, overall, I'm just really excited to be a part of this in some small way. I don't know what's going to happen after January the 19th, but I absolutely give my endorsement to what Chris and Adam are doing, and I could not be prouder of them and the wrestlers for forging their own path.
Yes, it is. It's definitely fun to see a new promotion kind of just start from the ground up, and even though you guys, this is a splinter off from another promotion, it's just good to see you guys taking that chance, and I think it'll be one that is well rewarded. So let's talk about this. The debut event is January 19th at the Southern Illinois University Student Center in Carbondale, Illinois. Tickets are $5, and they can be purchased at ProWrestlingCollision.com, which will be up by the time you guys are listening to this. The show will
be up right now, actually.
Okay, well, there you go. It's up right now. You can check all this out. You can see that the show will feature the Collision Cup, a one-night eight-man tournament to crown a number one contender to the heavyweight championship. Nice and easy tournament with, and obviously very small amount of details. We're going to be putting up those details in the information with this podcast. There are four opening rounds. All of the names have been mentioned, so I'll just go through them real quick right here. Christian Rose will be facing Kyle Sykes. Matt Cage will go up against Joey O'Reilly. Brandon Espinoza against Heath Hatton. And Alex Castle versus Ace Hawkins. And, of course, the winners of those will all face each other in semifinals and leading to the finals. Also announced, a three-way match, Zach Sawyer versus Farmer Billy Hills versus Justice. And then we reach a match with a man, Bull Bronson. He's a big guy. Pretty tough, kind of an old-school kind of throwback. And he put out an open challenge. I know, Adam Testa, you recently received an answer to that open challenge. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
We did. It was actually within a day or two after we posted Bull's open challenge. I received an email, and we admittedly needed time to make a decision. The email was sent or was posted on our Facebook page at facebook.com/prowrestlingcollision and also at prowrestlingcollision.com. You can see the initial message, very short, written in the Spanish language, and Google Translate became my good friend in communicating with this young man, a 21-year-old. And he has an interesting backstory, raised on his father's ranch, injured by a bull as a child, and that led him to pursuing a career as a toreador, or a matador, if you will, as a professional bullfighter. And he apparently heard the message that we were looking for someone to face Bull Bronson, and we're not quite sure he fully understood what he was asking for, but we've decided to grant him the opportunity, and now we'll find out what El Matadoro has to offer on January 19th.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm just kind of wondering if he truly understood, as you said. You're not entirely sure. So that's going to be quite a huge mountain to climb. So, Chris, I wanted to ask you, after I go through the rest of these matches, just about the tournament as a whole and why you chose that format for your debut show. But last but not least, we have Angela Slane. She's going to be facing Twink Star. And then I guess there's going to be a show where Axe Allward will actually be the guest with Gaylord Stevens. And, you know, I think this whole show, you know, it's going to show the best that Pro Wrestling Collision can do, you know, putting your best foot forward the first way out. But as I said, you're having a tournament, you know, one night. So, of course, the wrestlers, they're going to have to pace themselves. So, Chris, what, I guess, was behind the decision to have a tournament be on your debut show and, I guess, kind of put the wrestlers through the ringer this quickly?
Well, I think that our fans know who we have. And after we have the opportunity to meet with talent and establish the roster for Pro Wrestling Collision, which by no means is set. The roster will continue to grow and expand throughout the year. But of the people that we've worked with, these eight participants seem to be the hungriest, have the most desire, are well-established in the Southern Illinois region. And I think that these guys are all have the potential to take that next step. May not have actually been given that next step, though. Some may say that some of these guys aren't qualified or may not be deserving enough, but I say otherwise. I think whether you like them or not, their actions in the ring show that they are hardworking individuals who put 110% effort into their craft, to be the best professional wrestler in our region and beyond. And so I think having Christian Rose, Matt Cage, Brandon Espinosa, Ace Hawkins, Alex Castle, Keith Hatton, Joey O'Reilly, Kyle Sykes, all eight of these individuals are deserving enough. And Kyle Sykes, in my opinion, is the dark horse in this. I mean, he's probably the one that is the smallest out of everyone, may have the least amount of experience, but after what I've seen from him over the last year previously, I think he has a lot to offer. And I think that having a tournament to crown your number one contender shows what Pro Wrestling Collision is going to be about. It's going to be about opportunity. Where you may not have received opportunity in the past, Pro Wrestling Collision is about opportunity. Giving those guys a chance, giving them a shot, because really that's what we're all about. We want to make sure that pro wrestling in the area and beyond our region, you know, kind of even setting an example of the guys that may not always get a shot, give them a shot and they might surprise you.
And kind of going off what Chris just said, it's about opportunity. Some of these guys never really got the chance to show what they were capable of. And I'm going to go out there. I'm just going to say, we have seven of the most deserving wrestlers in the region and in the company participating in this tournament.
Now, when you say deserving, I kind of have to question, because for anyone that has followed your past exploits and followed us on PW Ponderings, you know, we've seen the exploits of Heath Hatton. And, of course, in my opinion, he could be considered the heavy favorite. He went toe-to-toe with then-NWA World Heavyweight Champion Adam Pearce in a fantastic match. A lot of people tweeted and emailed us telling us they really enjoyed the match you guys put out there. And, you know, here he is having to go through a tournament on the debut show. Now, I'm not saying that Heath Hatton is not willing. He's obviously, he's a warrior. He's going to do what he has to do. But when you first, I guess, went to him or went to any of the other wrestlers, was there any hesitation by some of them? Did some of them feel, hey, you know, this may be the debut show for Pro Wrestling Collision, but I have a body of work that maybe lends to the argument that they shouldn't have to go through a tournament? Did you guys go through any of that?
Honestly, yes. And honestly, we went through a lot of the, why am I not in the tournament? I'm more deserving than some of these people. As I said, there are 7 of the most deserving people in the locker room entered in this tournament. The 8th coerced his way in, forced our hand, and made us do it. And I refuse to respect a person that's going to behave like that, that's going to act like that. There were people, we're still getting messages from people upset they were left out. Axe Allwirt, the veteran of the locker room, feels he was disrespected by not being put in this tournament. That's why Gaylord Stevens, with the assistance of Jay Wellington Beauregard's pocketbook, purchased time on the show.
Hey, Adam, we got to pay our bills somehow.
But Axe was upset about being left out. Angelus Lane is on the campaign saying that we want the company to be progressive, but we put her in a match with Twinkie Star instead of putting her in the Collision Cup.
I was just about to mention that. She seems to be kind of tweeting hard against that type of mindset.
She can do or say what she wants, but she's got an opportunity to prove herself on January 19th. But we had a lot of guys that wanted in, even guys that weren't able to make it onto the debut show. But the fact of the matter is, we wanted a one-night tournament. We wanted the best 8 people we could find. We got 7 of them and Alex Castle. And that's just what we're stuck dealing with. I wish that, I don't want to name names, but there was an 8th participant planned for the match that was bumped because of Castle's threats. And now we have to deal with the consequences. And all of these guys are willing. They know that to win this thing, one of them are going to have to win 3 matches in one night. But they're all ready to prove that they've got what it takes to be the best in Pro Wrestling Collision and in the Midwest.
Yeah, I think January 19th is going to be an exciting time for anyone that attends the show. So, Jerome, I kind of want to come over to you and say that I know you're going to be announcing with Kevin Huntsberger. You have obviously probably seen the most of the former promotion than anyone else on PW Ponderings. And do you feel that, you know, going into this, do you have any expectations of what you're going to see? Or are you just pretty much going to go in there and just, you know that they're going to put their best foot forward. But at the same time, I don't know how much commentary experience you have. Do you feel that you're prepared for this?
I'm trying to prepare as best as I can. I take this very seriously. My goal is to do the best I can. And if I suck, then I want everyone to tell me that I suck, and then, I can improve or not do it anymore or whatever. But, I really have a lot of respect for the talent, and if in any way that I can, help get this talent over, that's what I want to do, regardless if it's Alex Castle or Matt Cage or Heath Hatton. I have the utmost respect for all 8 wrestlers, whether you like their tactics or not, whether their fan favorites or the bad guys. I really respect all 8 people that are in this tournament, and I respect all the people that aren't in this tournament. I think, everybody who is participating in this venture is taking some sort of a risk. And I'm not saying it's a bad risk. I think it's a good risk. But, I very much feel that everybody who is a part of this deserves your support from me. And I think the most important thing to look at is that, what are these 8 people fighting for? These 8 people are fighting for the opportunity to, fight for the championship against Edmund McGuire. And, when I look at his sort of 2011 and just how tumultuous it was, I think his 2012, it's going to be interesting to see where he goes.
I think you mean 2012 and 2013.
2013. I do mean 2013. I haven't written the date wrong, but apparently I can't say it right.
Jerome, it's okay. Kevin carried my load for 2 years. He can help you on the 19th.
Yes, he has been doing this for 2 years. It is 2013, and Edmund McGuire is the champion, and I am very much looking forward to see who wins this tournament and who becomes the number one contender. because we could talk about who's the best, we could talk about a number of things, but when I look at what wrestling is about, the most important thing is, why should I care about the titles?
We're only 8 days into 2013, guys, so it's not that big of a deal. But speaking of, in terms of time, you know, Jerome, you mentioned 2013 and the year that Edmund Laramagar had last year. The little bit I've seen of him, he seems like a very honorable champion. And, you know, Chris, I can really respect the fact that, you wanted to recognize him as your inaugural champion. But he's not wrestling on the debut show. Now, at least in terms of what we have, you know, the information that I have, is he going to be, I mean, is he going to be there kind of scouting, checking out all the other talent? And is that fair to everyone else that, you know, he's allowed to kind of get an upper hand on them and see what they can offer, whereas, you know, maybe some of them didn't really check him out as much as they should have? What was the decision to not have him defend the title on that debut show?
Well, here's a couple of things. Number one, Edmund Livewire McGuire has had, as you said, a tumultuous 2012. He's been through wars. Personally and professionally, I mean, the professional kind of leading into the personal. But this is a night of new beginnings, and Livewire McGuire understands that. He understands that, and he wants these guys to showcase what they've got. He doesn't want to take their spotlight. Livewire McGuire has been one of the best champions of our region, I think, of all time. And he understands that these guys have a shot to showcase their abilities and show off what they can do. Now, let's be honest, though. He does have championship advantage as well. He can scout them. He'll see what they have to offer. But really, this night is about new beginnings and letting those who are new, who are coming back, having an opportunity to show off and showcase for the fans at the SIU Student Center Ballroom on January 19th. Tickets still available at ProWrestlingCollision.com to show what they can do. And I think that's honorable for him to kind of step away and give them the spotlight.
Yeah, I could see that way. As I said, I do feel that he is an honorable man. He definitely showcased that, in my opinion, in 2012. Now, Adam, it seems that you have a little bit, just a slight vendetta against Alex Castle. If Alex Castle does win the Collision Cup, which, you know, clearly he could, you know, you wouldn't have a talent in Pro Wrestling Collision, you know, if he hadn't in some ways proved himself somewhere else. So if he does have to face your champion, would you be looking forward to seeing Edmund McGuire just give him a beating?
I absolutely would. They actually, those two met in 2012. Excuse me. And it was a hard-fought contest. Ed came out the victor in the end. But the thing with Alex Castle is that he always has the wild card in his hand, and that's Angelus Lane. Well, she's a competitor herself. She is still also Castle's girlfriend and manager and always there at ringside with him. And she has a tendency to try to get involved, and we're going to try to curb a little bit of that. If Mr. Castle wants to prove that he is the best in Pro Wrestling Collision, he's going to have to prove it on his own merits.
No, and that's definitely something that should be taken seriously, especially if you know, he got into the tournament the way that you stated. Now, Chris, if you could just explain a little bit about the No Limits Championship. Jerry O'Reilly, he's your inaugural champion. What is the No Limits Champion? To any of our listeners who maybe not have followed it and are intrigued by the title itself, No Limits, what does that mean for Pro Wrestling Collision?
Well, it really is, when you've seen some of the things that Adam and I have produced over the last couple of years, there have been a group of people that have been overlooked by previous management, and now they've had their opportunity, and that's what the No Limits Championship is all about. There is no reward without the risk. Guys like Joey O'Reilly put their bodies on the line day in and day out, doing things that you may not necessarily expect them to do, and kind of pulling out all the stops to win this championship. Now, I think Joey O'Reilly, of course, won that championship last year, as we are recognizing him as the No Limits champion, as we had a season-long tournament to crown that championship. No limits is exactly just what it means. There are no limits. There's no risk without – there's no reward without the risk. And I keep going back to that because it's etched on the championship itself. It truly is what it says. And I think that Joey O'Reilly he's told me he's going to be a fighting champion, but we felt that putting him in the Collision Cup was important because he has proven, especially to me and to Adam, how hard he can work in 2012. And while he is the Nolan's champion, he deserves this opportunity to be in the Collision Cup. Now, I do know that Joey O'Reilly will be defending the No Limits Championship coming up soon. We'll have details coming up after the 19th. He wants to defend the title, and he will defend that championship. And I'm excited to see what Joey O'Reilly has to deliver because I think, as I said with Kyle Sykes, he's the dark horse, in my opinion, in the Collision Cup. Joey O'Reilly has big things coming for him in 2013.
And it's kind of cliche to say, but the easiest way to answer it is that the No Limits division, it's kind of like the TNA X division, to put it in a way that a casual fan may understand. It's not about weight limits, it's about no limits. It's the guys that go out there and do whatever it takes to win. It could be a striker. We saw Christian Rose in the inaugural tournament to crown a champion. Could be a high flyer like Joey O'Reilly. It could be a technician like Matt Cage, who was also in that tournament. It's not about any style. It's about giving opportunity to the guys who never had it before and the guys who were willing to do whatever it takes to win a match and to prove that they're the best in their division.
Yeah, and as Jerome mentioned before, you know, these are not necessarily names that are going to be home names in terms of the independent promotions. But these are definitely talents that we think, you know, for what it's worth, we feel that you should be keeping your eyes on. Anyone that is within distance of Southern Illinois University Student Center, please check it out. It is January 19th in Carbondale, Illinois. So before, you know, we get out of here, I just wanted to ask, you know, any last words in terms of, Chris, what you feel you're going to provide for the fan base? Obviously, you've garnered a lot of attention on Facebook at facebook.com/prowrestlingcollision and on your Twitter, which of course will allow you guys to shill at the very end. But, you know, you're going to give them, I would like to say, an entertaining night of wrestling action. And even though these talents, you know, not necessarily as well known as some others, you know, you picked them out. Obviously, you're very selective about the talents you wanted to highlight. Let the people know what they're going to see on January 19th.
Well, what they're going to see on January 19th is a labor of love. Something that I like to pride myself in, as you guys have talked about, is the production. Something that I think that we all take pride in is the product that we put out there. All the talents, whether you like them or not, as Adam has said, he may not like some of the tactics of Alex Castle. He certainly has a pride of the work that he does. The people that are on this card are people that are hungry, that are driven, that want to bring the best wrestling action to Southern Illinois, to Carbondale, and to the SIU Student Center Ballroom on the 19th. I think that throughout the year with Pro Wrestling Collision, you're going to see a lot of heart, a lot of our own blood, sweat, and tears, not necessarily from the guys that are wrestling, or not always from the guys that are in the squared circle, but also the guys that are behind the scenes. There's a lot of people putting a lot of work into this. As you know, trying to start something up brand new is certainly difficult, but when you're doing it under the circumstances that we are, it can be even more challenging, and there are times when you can look at yourself and you're like, did I make the right decision? You know, am I doing the right thing? I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've been questioning that for a few weeks now. But I think that the people that we have on this card, the people that we will be bringing in 2013, the people we have behind the scenes, you will see not just the best wrestling, you will see some of the best entertainment around. You're going to see the best production. You're going to see the best promotion of social media. You're going to see why Southern Illinois Pro Wrestling has Pro Wrestling Collision at the pinnacle, because we are the best in the region, and it's going to show on January 19th.
Yeah, for sure. I just want to really let everyone know that is listening to this, you know, you may not know some of these talents, but rest assured, the fans in Southern Illinois, they know who these talents are, and they definitely think that you should be keeping an eye on them. Of course, at PW Ponderings, we will try to, you know, just give everyone as many reports as we can. Ron Freeman, I know, is excited to look on the new Collision product. As I said before, our very own Jerome Cusan, he's going to be the special guest commentator for the debut show. So before we get out of here, Adam Testa, since I believe you are still the marketing director of Pro Wrestling Collision, why don't you let people know where they can find you on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, everything that they can find about Pro Wrestling Collision.
Well, the title is now creative director, but marketing still falls under my specialty. But
Adam's all about titles.
I am. Just wait until I win one.
They have eating contests up down the road.
Anyway, on Facebook, we're at facebook.com/Pro Wrestling Collision. We're on Twitter at PW Collision. We're on YouTube at PW Collision, youtube.com/PW Collision. We already have 20 YouTube subscribers, and we haven't even put up a single video yet. So I'd say that's a decent start. Our Facebook has gotten close to 275 fans before we've even run our first event. And our Twitter's around 150. We're obviously hoping those numbers continue to grow, but we appreciate all the support that we're getting from all our friends, our fans, you guys at PWP. Honestly, a year ago, at this time, I hadn't even met Jerome. We had talked online, maybe even text messages, whatever, but hadn't met in person. And kind of meeting Jerome last January, building the relationships with you guys, you're more than just partners and people that help us promote the site. We do consider all of you guys dear friends. We really wouldn't be where we are without you guys. And I have one last question for Jerome, and that is, Jerome, how much does he weigh?
I don't know. We're going to have to wait to find out till January the 19th.
But inside jokes.
And, you know, I do want to repeat Adam's sentiments. And, Jerome, I would like to thank you for introducing me to that lovely dinner back in June, to that after that lovely event that we both shared some time at. But, you know, again, it's an honor to meet you, Jerome, to meet him back in January and then in June. And, Chris, you know, you are going to have to eventually come to Southern Illinois one of these days.
Well, I definitely plan on it. I definitely plan on coming down, seeing a live show.
Where do you
show.
Think his bachelor party is going to be?
Wow.
Yes. There's a place called the Gallery just down the road, guys. I think
family-friendly, Chris. Family-friendly.
Hey, that's awesome. But as always...
Oh, painting gallery.
Exactly. If anyone wants to go to the show along with me, no matter if you're in California like I am or a little bit closer to Southern Illinois, check them out, ProWrestlingCollision.com. Tickets are $5, and they do have a program going on right now. The first 200 people to buy tickets are going to get a discount off the second event. So, of course, we're assuming, hey, you came to the first, you're going to want to go to the second event, so check that out, ProWrestlingCollision.com. Of course, all the information will be provided for in the information for this podcast. Chris Hagstrom, Adam Testa, we greatly appreciate you coming on and letting us know about your new promotion. And Jerome Cusan, we're going to look forward to hearing you on commentary.
God help us all.
Definitely appreciate the time you've spent with us. Looking forward to your January 19th debut, and we'll be providing more information on that on our Twitter and on our site as well. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate the support.